Today's episode was recorded during our Voice of Influence Summit 2022, where women learned how to step into their sphere of influence and speak with authority, anointing, and authenticity. I can't wait for you to hear what our guest speaker has to share. Let's tune in. Well, welcome everyone to the next session, our session with Debbie Kaminsky, who is a friend of mine that we have gotten to know over the last couple of years. And I just love this woman. So I know you are going to fall in love with her as well. So Debbie is a relationship coach, but she's going to share a little bit more about her and how she came to do what she's doing, because she's got a long list of credentials, but we're going to shorten it today in this area, because Debbie is very skilled as a speaker. She used to train in the area of public speaking as well. So she's got a lot of experience, but also some tips to be able to share with you and some background that she can help you to be able to step into your place of influence with authenticity, anointing, and authority. That's the word I'm looking for. Beautiful. So welcome, Debbie.
Thank you. It's so great to be here with all of you. Now, listen, I have a puppy and this is her. This is Joy. I am the founder of Goodbye Past, Hello Purpose, and creator of the Ignite Joy Project. And so I thought, I need a mascot. And so this is Joy, and she is our mascot. And she sometimes gets whiny, so I'm just going to apologize right up front and say, oh, please.
That is so fun. Ignite Joy. She's the igniter of joy. That's so cool, right.
And she is. You know, every morning she wakes up, I say morning hugs, and she comes and she just goes, boom, and she just lays right here. And I just pet her, and she's just like, I love you so much.
Don't you love it? Yes. Well, yeah, we love Debbie, that. For those who are listening who don't know you and want to know more about you, tell us a little bit of background and how you came to do what you're doing today.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So when I was in seventh grade, I wanted to be a therapist. I thought, I want to help kids the way my counselor in school helped me, and the way the teachers helped me. And I thought, I want to be a counselor. And so I kind of went down that path for a long time. I was always counseling peers. And even through high school, I did divorce counseling. A group led of other kids whose parents were divorced. And so I've always done that, but I got kind of sidetracked and went into business for a while. And I used to actually train people who did telemarketing. That was another lifetime. And so we'd call you and say, hey, want to buy
people?
This thing?
Yes.
Had to get three no's. No. Goodbye. So I got into business for a little while, and then I got into doing training Fortune 500 executives on presentation skills, which is what you were talking about, which I look back now and I see how the Lord was setting my path, how he was training me up for what the purpose is for me today. And it's really kind of exciting as I look back on that. And it just really didn't know what I was going to do with my life, but I knew I loved speaking, and I knew that I loved listening to people, and I knew I loved teaching and leading. And God gives us those gifts, doesn't he? So that we can actually use the authority that he gives us. And so that we can also use that authentic anointing that he has given us to move forward and do his purpose for our lives. But we half the time don't even know it. And even hardships happen, don't they, Lisa? And we go,
yes,
what is this about?
Yeah.
So I got my degree, my master's degree, almost 30 years ago. So I've been doing coaching, counseling. I have a master's degree in clinical psychology, and I'm very eclectic. I'm very non-diagnostic. I prefer to see the person as the person, not as a diagnosis.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And so, because it helps people feel unconditional love, cared for. So that's the path I use. So just a little bit of background about me. When it was the 70s, 1970s, and I heard my mom calling from the other room, hey kids, come in here. And there were three of us. I was the middle child, the only girl. I was 10 years old. And we clamored for the best seat on the avocado colored couch, because that was the 70s, those colors. And we're like, what? Your dad and I are getting divorced. Your father's moving out.
And I was like, no, not my daddy, not my dance on my feet daddy. Mm-hmm. See, my daddy, I adored him. And he would extend out his arms wide to me, and I'd step up on his shoes, and round and round we'd twirl at weddings or parties or even in the living room. And he was also the candy heart daddy. So he was the dance on my feet daddy, and he was the candy heart daddy. He would tuck sweet candy hearts in my hand on Valentine's Day and say, "For you, my princess." I always knew my daddy adored me because he called me his princess. Hmm. Well, it was a messy divorce and lots of visitation hassles and court battles and financial issues. And it was finally a year later, the divorce was final, and my mom married a man who was abusive in every way imaginable. Hmm. And so those were the hard years of my life. And that started in fifth grade. And so in seventh grade, my mom said, well, maybe you could find a counselor to help you with your problems. So I went to the counselor at school to help me with my problems. And I'm a very verbal processor, as you might be able to tell. I like to talk. I've always been that way. I hope I wasn't one of those annoying kids, but
it's not your problem. It's their problem if they were annoyed.
But I was a verbal processor. And so I really adored my counselor. And I really decided that I wanted to be someone who helped others when I grew up too. Hmm. I did tell my mom 3 times about the abuse. I told her when I was 11. Hmm. We never talked about it again. I told her when I was 17. She was mopping the kitchen floor, never even looked up and said, oh, you're too young to know about that. You don't know what that means. And I just was like, wow. Oh my gosh. I shrunk back, cried myself to sleep that night, mm-hmm. and couldn't wait to get out of the house. Right. Wow. Mm-hmm. It was a tough road. And then I told her again when I was 30, when I was an adult, and she called me a liar and told me that I had no business being a therapist. I was going to ruin a lot of people. Wow. So those were very impactful, painful messages that I got from my mom, and they impacted God's purpose for my life in a huge way.
Yeah.
And see, what happens is when we encounter these events that are traumatic, like that, and maybe, and we get messages in lots of ways, but those for me in particular were verbal messages, right?
Yeah.
And when we encounter those, we forget who we are, who we belong to. Satan likes to work in that and start to listen to those whispers in our ear, like, you have no business being a therapist. You're going to ruin a lot of people. When in fact, I know discernment and being able to just see things I don't even know why I know them is the gift that God gave me so I can help others move along in their life.
Oh, good. Yeah. You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about one of the things that I teach my clients in terms of putting together their messages is sometimes that the pain of the past has a positive purpose often if you look for it, right? And that's what I hear. That's what I hear you saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. The pain of your past has a positive purpose. I love that statement. And it is so true. So many people can look back on that and see, I know.
And how did that turn for you once you began to kind of become aware of, some of those messages maybe that were holding you back?
Yeah. So I had a lot of trouble in my life because those messages really held me back in a huge way. And one of the things, I did theater when I was growing up as well. And I remember being on stage and I had a lead role and I was singing. And I asked my mom, what'd you think? And she said, you reminded me of Mother up there. I was waiting for you to get your support. And I'm like, so I can't sing either. So it was all these negative messages that then I took into this role of being a therapist and this role of being a speaker and a leader. And I always felt squelched. Mm. I always felt like I'm not good enough. So there was a point in my life in my 30s after this happened with my mom. And I'm like, I need therapy. I got to get into therapy. I'm a mess. I fell into a deep depression.
Yeah.
And I started to do my work. And I have in the last 3 years, the Lord has given me all kinds of stuff like the name of my business, which is Goodbye Past. Hello, purpose.
Can be clearer than that.
I don't think so. And then the 3 parts of that, which is to uncover the lies, recover the truth, and discover your purpose.
There are three parts to that. And that's what I did. I went deep into uncovering the lies, recovering the purpose, or recovering the truth and discovering my purpose. And that's what we'll do in the deep dive, Lisa. I've got an activity.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes. That we're going to take people into that deep dive so they can let it go.
So good. So just a little plug here. If you have not yet purchased your All Access Pass, you're going to want to do that too. Mm-hmm. Here and be able to have access to that deep dive training that Debbie is going to bring us into along the to uncover those roadblocks, and so that you can walk in your purpose.
Yeah,
you know, it's so important, because sometimes we feel frustrated, or we feel like, you know what, I'm just not satisfied with maybe the outcomes or results. And I want to talk a little bit about, because you showed it in your body language there a minute ago, in terms of when you felt like, you know, all these things were kind of, and you went like this, right? And how did that show up when you began to step out and speak, or even as you were training others? What are some of the holdbacks that
Great question.
Yeah,
Lisa, that is a great question. So when I would get up to sing, and I actually, you know, I have a pretty good voice. And when I would get up to sing, I would literally shake. I would just shake. My mouth would get so dry and I would have to stop singing because I was so anxious.
Mm.
That's how that message affected me. Some of the other things that happened to me is I always felt like, am I good enough? And I was always looking outside of myself for validation.
Mm.
You know, tell me that was good. Tell me that was helpful. Tell me I'm great. You know, and it's like, no, that's not your purpose. People that come to therapy aren't always going to feel like their therapist is awesome. They're going to not like you some days, you know, that's how it goes. Because
okay. Many people don't like Jesus either. So
we're truth tellers. I remember feeling like whenever I spoke up, I just felt this, and it was just like this, it was this pulling in. And I talk about this in my program. I do have a 6-week program that I'm also going to share in the deeper dive. And I talk about how we can show up either in fear or we can show up in love.
Mm.
When we're in fear, which is all these messages from the past and what we've done with them, we pull in. And we don't even know why. We're like, why am I so scared? Why am I afraid to succeed? Why? And we maybe don't even know we're afraid to succeed, but we just keep putting off, you know, making our program or putting out that social media post or gathering, texting our friends and saying, hey, I'm doing this. Do you know anybody who's interested? Right? So we don't even know why we're showing up the way we are. And God gave me that gift to help you figure that out.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So let's just go a little bit more here on this, because as you're talking, I'm just envisioning how, and I know, cause I've come from that as well. Had to really come into that place of freedom and understanding it also affects. So when you step into that place, you're having to speak, you know, you're a little bit nervous, you're anxious, maybe very nervous or anxious, and your confidence is probably lacking. You're not sure how it's going to be received, but also your voice. So two things I want you to touch on, your voice and your body language. How does this show up?
How does the anxiety show up in the fear?
How does the roadblocks? Yeah. If you want to talk about anxiety or these lies that maybe lies that people are still operating under, whatever those may be.
Yeah.
And how does it show up in our voice and in our body language?
Can you think of something? Well, you know, I think probably one of the greatest jobs I had was teaching Fortune 500 executives presentation skills. I absolutely loved it. And it was so phenomenal to see what baggage people carried. Mm. But here's the problem. So many people who teach presentation skills don't talk about the psychology of what's behind the issue. Mm-hmm. So in your body language, I mean, I've seen executives literally show up like this and they can't even talk. What is it? The King's Speech. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
So good, right?
Yeah.
Stuttering and all of that jazz. But yeah, so we show up, our eyes are down. We don't have confidence. We have low volume. And the thing when you're anxious that you need to do is you've got to speak louder and use bigger gestures and use your hands. And then that gets that energy out, but it also animates you. So people are more drawn to watch you, and your volume, your tone of voice also has more inflection than if I talk like this. And I talk like this when I'm doing healing meditations with my people, because it's calming and relaxing. Yeah. So I want to talk like this when I'm trying to do something calming and relaxing, but not when I'm going to motivate somebody. You know, when I'm going to motivate somebody, I want this volume to be here, and I got to use my arms and get my elbows away from my side. Cause a lot of times people get up there and they talk like this, you know, if they talk at all, and then they play with their fingers and do all kinds of funny things with their hands. And you know, it's like, what's natural? Where do you put them? And that's what I can teach you. That's what I teach others. And you probably teach that too. So, yeah. So that's how it shows up in body language. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, and volume. Yeah.
Well, I think what you said there was really key, because it's that when you talk about, you know, you want to be more animated, and it's not like you need to be someone that you're not, but understanding that when you're speaking, you have to be a little bit larger than life, right?
You do. In terms of
that. Especially if you're in a, if you're in a in-person
stage.
So someone is still operating under these mindsets that restrict their movement. They're not going to be, for one, the engagement is not going to be high, but also it actually sends a message, an unconscious message to your listeners.
That you're scared, that you're nervous. And then I went, you know, I'm a part of Bible Study Fellowship. And I remember a couple of years ago, we had a speaker and I stopped going because she was so nervous every week. And I just felt that anxiety. Yeah. And so I'm like, I don't want to be with somebody every week who's just like putting anxiety into me. It just, and I couldn't do it. I just was like, sorry. And so you're, whatever you're projecting, you know, if you're projecting confidence, your people will feel that. Yeah. If you're projecting insecurity and fear and, you know, this pull in fear place, people are going to know that, and they're not going to probably want to come alongside you. So your goal in speaking is to let go of whatever it is that's holding you back, that fear, that anxiety, those messages, those decisions that you've made. And like I said, we're going to deep dive into that and so that you can let those go, so that you can be who you're supposed to be. Remember, God had a purpose for you before you ever saw the light of day.
Exactly. That's so good. And just going back to what you said at the beginning, in terms of the whole aspect of, you know, I believe that some of the areas that we have struggled with in our life, or where the enemy has tried to kill, destroy, are probably the areas that we're meant to walk in, and that are places of greatest anointing and authority.
Yes. And you can relate to that 100%, right? You had that same kind of thing happen to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Going from, I say, you know, I went from being terrified to speak to now training women to speak. You know, only God can do that. Only God can do that. But I think it's important for, and then that's why I wanted to you to share that, because of your experience and the lies that came at you as well, to devalue, to shut you up, to shut you down, and to really keep you from walking in the fullness of who you're meant to be. You can see this beautiful, joy-filled, exuberant woman. But if you don't show up that way when you're speaking, you're not really being true to who you are, right?
And you can tell the people who pretend to be.
Yes.
You can tell those people, because again, you just don't get that you're really confident. I mean, there's a check in your spirit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
At least there is for me. So
yeah, absolutely. The authenticity. Yeah. And the same is true. You can tell when people are not really being fully free to be who they really are, right?
Yeah. You know, the Holy Spirit just put it on me. I do heart healings and it's just sitting with Jesus and really hearing him and healing the heart of the pain of whatever it is that's going on for you. And the Holy Spirit just put it on me to offer this to your people. So I'm just going to offer it to whoever's watching. I will give you a session, $97. It's a great deal for a session. I charge $297.
Oh yeah. That's a steal.
So if you are interested, here's what I've got for you. I've got two things for you. So free gift for you. I want you to have a PDF of the Uncover, Recover, Discover. Okay. So I'm going to give you a free PDF. Go on to ignitejoyproject.com. Mm-hmm. Ignitejoyproject.com.
We'll put the link down below as well.
Great. Okay. So you'll have the link there. And then what I want you to do is I want you to snag whatever it is there that you want. So if you want that $97 hour, 90 minutes, whatever it is with me healing session, let me know. And I'll get you going on that. If you would like that free PDF, click on that and you'll get that also. And then I am also a 2x author, which is, you know, I was the firstborn and they call the firstborns the hero child. And we just always are overachievers. We're kind of type A. And I guess when you introduced me like that, she's got just this. I was like, I do.
I'm the last born. I'm the last born. So
oh, I love it. That's hilarious. So I have 2 books. The first one is The One Thing Every Mom Needs to Know. And it's volume 2. Wonderful. I am a contributing author of, there were, how many authors were there? 20 authors in this book. And my particular chapter is Life-Changing Apologies. Wow. So it's 5 quick and easy steps. You can pick up this book online. I am doing bundles. So you get up to 45% off on this book. I think that book retails for $20. I'm selling them for bundles of 3 for $35. And this one as well, this is mine. This is my Shepherd of Love for those going through the tough stuff in life. Like, who's not going through tough stuff in life?
Beautiful. And I love this. Talk a little bit about how you designed this on the inside. Like, it's not just your regular.
Yeah. So this is what we call an adult children's book. And I wrote this when I was in my own recovery, back 30 years ago. And I, all the pictures I did myself, and I just redid it, in really a hard copy. I love this. Guys, this is so amazing because what happened here is publisher said, Deb, I need 5 more pictures from you. I'm like, 5? No, I can't do 5 pictures. I thought it would be a quick thing, but you know, I just sat with the Holy Spirit with this and things just came out and I just started to draw. This is another one that I drew that I was just like, oh my gosh, that is God's work in there. I mean, seriously.
Beautiful.
And you know, it's just so funny because my mom told me I couldn't draw. So well, wow. I guess I can, you know, I really, you know, and then this is the climax of the whole thing. You know, I mean, who can help us? Jesus.
Gorgeous.
Jesus can. And who's this book for? One more thing, and I know we're running out of time. One more thing I've got in the back here is a letter that was downloaded to me from the Holy Spirit. And he said, I want you to go. I can't, you know, everything's
that's okay. Yep. Yeah.
I want you to go and write this for your readers. And so that's what I did. I wrote it for my readers. And one of the things that really resonates with people is to stop asking why and start asking what next. Wow. Because in why there is no hope, but in what's next, there's hope. Wow. So this was just a beautiful book for me to finally publish last December. I got it published, My Shepherd of Love. So you can also go to the Ignite Joy Project and get that. You can get 3 of those books also. It's like getting one free for $35.
Wow. Wow. That is so good. Thank you so much for your generosity. And I know there's so much more that we can talk about, but I'm going to just leave that for our listeners to get in touch with you. And so the links are going to be down below, but also if you have not yet, you want to make sure you get into that deep dive session, the All Access Pass, where Debbie is going to share how to begin to uncover those roadblocks so that you can begin to finally and fully walk in that divine purpose that God has for you. Thank you so much, Debbie.
My pleasure. So great. So great. Thanks, Lisa. You take good care.
Absolutely. All right, everyone. We'll see you in the next session.
Thanks for tuning in today, and be sure to check out the show notes and any pertinent links mentioned in this episode. Make sure and share this with a friend, a like-minded kingdom woman who wants to learn how to become a positive and powerful voice of influence and learn how to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. And remember, your voice is a vehicle of transformation and needs to be heard.